reading that list. But then I timed it. And you know, it's a long list.
No.
Of hundreds of people killed in worship, in all sorts of different faith traditions. Murdered in houses of worship in all different countries around the world. Is nothing sacred? How terrible that the places that represent moral value, that represent commitment to caring for others and service for the good of the world, and each of the world's religions do represent and believe in those things, that these should be the chosen place for acts of hatred and violent murder. It turns out that the questions we've been asking about that are the same kinds of questions that were brought to Jesus in today's gospel. Someone said to him, of the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. In other words, they told him about some people being massacred in their place of worship. Now, it's not clear exactly what they expected Jesus to say. Because remember, a common belief was that if you die terribly, it must be because you did something bad and you deserve it, and God is letting it happen to you. Jesus' answer was not, they got what they deserved. Actually, that isn't just the way people looked at things back in Jesus' time. If you looked at the news in the past week, we heard there were people who said it's because they were Muslims that God let them die. Thankfully, Archbishop Justin Welby soundly refuted that. That is not what we believe. Jesus' answer instead was, he said, unless you change your hearts and live lives a different way and turn to God, you will die the same way they do. What does Jesus mean? You will die as they did. The words to die as they did made me think of a prayer in the Great Litany. Remember on our first Sunday in Lent, we chanted the Great Litany. I'm sure you remember exactly everything that we chanted, but through the smoke. But in case you need to be refreshed on a particular one I'm thinking of, it is, from violence, battle, and murder, and from dying suddenly and unprepared, good Lord, deliver us. From dying suddenly and unprepared, good Lord, deliver us. Jesus is saying, those people who died suddenly and unprepared, what happened to them could happen to any of us. We could have been in the airport or the subway 3 years ago last week. We can be in the wrong place at the wrong time on the ring when we go home today. Jesus is saying bad things happen. Bad things happen to anyone, anytime, anywhere. Bad people and to good people and to the rest of us who are somewhere in between. So, turn and live in a way that is ready for that possibility. Live nearer to God. Nearer to God. And live in a way that is living in this world. So that if your life in this world ended now, it would not be so terrible, because there would not be so many regrets, so many thoughts of what might have been, so many words unsaid, so much unfinished. And Jesus tells the story of the fig tree as an example. The owner of the fig tree found that it had no fruit on it. So he could have cut it down, ended it, then, there, suddenly. This might kill a turkey cell. But instead, the gardener convinced him to give it another chance to bear fruit. Jesus is telling us fig trees, telling us to bear fruit. His words, an example of loving, accepting actions, are like fertilizer for us to have a chance to live. Live fully and bear fruit worthy of repentance. Change our lives and actions to be nearer to God in this life, so we're not afraid of the next. To live now. Are we like that fig tree? Existing, yes, but not really living, not really bearing fruit. Lent is a season to look at ourselves and change our hearts and lives and live now. You could be physically present, walking and talking, but not really living. Just going through the motions. Jesus is warning against that. Not that God desires the death of sinners, but that we turn from our ways of death to fullness of life. Fullness of life. Remember, we have a God who sees our suffering and hears our cries and has compassion. Like the cries of the Israelites, God said, "I have observed the misery of my people. I have heard their cry on account of their taskmasters. Indeed, I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them and to bring them up out of that land to a good land, a land flowing with milk." God wants us to live a life in a land flowing with milk and honey, abundance for ourselves and for all the world. God wants us to live fully. Not just go through the motions, like the fig tree that is not bearing fruit. God chooses the way of the gardener who tends the tree. Put more manure on it. Nourish it so it bears fruit. So we bear fruit in our lives. We do this so that we may have life and not forgiving someone, or wasting energy feeling guilty or anxious about things which we can't change or which we don't take the action to change. Do we appreciate the beauty and the glory of each new day? The beauty and the glory inside each person. Do we say words of love often enough? So that if the Tower of Siloam fell on us now, there wouldn't be someone we hadn't told. There are so many ways we are made to be fruitful. From dying suddenly and unprepared, good Lord, deliver us. Not because if we died suddenly, God would judge us and send us to hell, but because it's better for us. It's better for the world if we live fruitfully. Better for everyone. The late Mary Oliver wrote a poem which I'm afraid it's quoted so often it's almost become cliche, but it's called The Summer Day. I won't read the whole poem. And even though it's cliche, I think it fits. Tell me, what else should I have?